On her way to making her latest album, The Globe Sessions, Sheryl Crow has made a couple of standard new rock star moves. She's been linked in the tabloids with Eric Clapton, she's recorded a previously unreleased Bob Dylan track, and has put in a cameo in an indie film, the forthcoming The Minus Man, from the director of Bottle Rocket. But rock critic Ken Tucker says she sounds far from distracted on this third album.
Hey, let's party!
Coming off two solid hit albums, Sheryl Crow now offers music that pulls back from singer-songwriterly confessionalism. The Globe Sessions is a sustained yearning for privacy, solace, and escape, deriving from a fear that she might, as the title of one song has it, crash and burn. Produced by Crow and mixed by Chad Blake, the entire enterprise is filled with clatter and clutter. Guitar distortion, radio static, the sound of a phone left pulsing off the hook, that combine to convey a conflicted state of mind about love, fame, and the nagging feeling that she can't trust anyone's motives.
I am strong, I am able, I spill milk on your table, then I cry like a baby, just to see if you save me. I am sweet.
Wise enough to avoid self-pity, Sheryl Crow keeps her dissatisfactions vague on that song, Am I Getting Through? I'm scared that I'm weird, she says, and answers the title question of whether she's getting through with a muttered, I don't care, I don't care. When she wants to admit to insecurity, it's cast as an aside or a pun, as in Riverwide's watery refrain, Don't Bail on Me, which isn't to say that the Globe Sessions is unfocused or vague or not catchy. It leads off with the devilish single My Favorite Mistake, whose bouncy melody almost buries the fact that the title phrase is about a wayward, infuriating lover she can't quite dump. Crow, by the way, doesn't get enough credit for a wily sense of humor. There are lines in There Goes the Neighborhood, like the photo chick made to look sickly is standing in her panties in the shower, that are a perfect description of Fiona Apple's video for Criminal. There's an unlisted track tacked onto the end of the Globe Sessions that's a Bob Dylan-ly diatribe about the persecution of Bill Clinton. And is not the ragged, bluesy vocal on Crash and Burn a slurry, sly homage to Bonnie Raitt?
Watch the sun come up on Portland. I wave goodbye to all my friends. I packed my car and headed to LA. I gave away all my loose ends.
It's a measure of how good the Globe Sessions is that I couldn't pick out the outtake from Time Out of Mind that Bob Dylan gave her to record until I looked at the credits. And even then, Mississippi still sounds like just a nifty throwaway on an album of carefully crafted keepers.
Every step of the way, we walk the line. Your days are numbered, so are mine. Time is piling up, we struggle and we scrape. All boxed in, nowhere to escape.
If you'd asked me in 1994, when Crow released her Slow to Click debut, Tuesday Night Music Club, whether she'd still be making music as vulnerable, rough and tumble, and irresistible by her third collection, I wouldn't have taken that bet. In cases like this, I'm always glad to be proven wrong.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.